Prayer. Heavenly Father, it is I whom you named David, asking you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to answer this petition. We are grateful for the covenant you ordained in 2017 and hope to obey it. We remember what you said about our scriptures in your answer. The records you have gathered as scriptures, yet lack many of my words, have errors throughout, and contain things that are not of me, because the records you used in your labors have not been maintained nor guarded against the cunning plans of false brethren who have been deceived by Satan. The records you have received have not transmitted that which was first written in holiness. Many parts were discarded, and other parts were altered. False brethren who did not fear me intended to corrupt and to pervert the right way, to blind the eyes and harden the hearts of others, in order to obtain power and authority over them. Conspiracies have corrupted the records, beginning among the Jews and again following the time of my apostles, and yet again following the time of Joseph and Hiram. As you have labored with the records, you have witnessed the alterations and insertions, and your effort to recover them pleases me and is of great worth. You may remove the brackets from your record, as I accept your clarifications, and you are permitted to proceed to the end with your plan to update language to select your current vocabulary, but take care not to change meaning. And if you cannot resolve the meaning, either petition me again or retain the former words. Nevertheless, you labor with an incomplete text. These words about how the scriptures have been treated by those in the past warn us about how we treat your scriptures today. We are afraid of making errors again by failing to maintain or guard the scriptures. We have acted on your permission to proceed to the end with our plan to update language to select a current vocabulary, and we took care not to change meaning of anything in the Book of Mormon. You promised us that you will lead all who come to me to the truth of all things. The fullness is to receive the truth of all things. And this too from me, in power, by my word, and in very deed. For I will come unto you, if you will come unto me. Therefore, we have asked for your guidance, direction, and inspiration to be able to fulfill obligations assigned to us. In the 2017 covenant, you asked, "Do you have faith in these things, and receive the scriptures approved by the Lord as a standard to govern you in your daily walk in life? To accept the obligations established by the Book of Mormon as a covenant, and to use the scriptures to correct yourselves and to guide your words, thoughts, and deeds. Therefore, you ordained the Book of Mormon as the covenant for us, but you also permitted us to proceed with our plan to update language to select a current vocabulary while taking care not to change meaning. You directed us to seek to recover the lost sheep remnant of this land and of Israel, and no longer forsake them. Bring them unto me, and teach them of my ways to walk in them." To recover the lost sheep of Israel also requires a Hebrew language version of the Book of Mormon, and therefore we are doing that work and expect it to be completed soon and ask for it to be accepted when finished. As for other lost sheep of Israel, the text needs to be updated for English language readers to understand it. Many passages use words and grammar that confuse rather than inform today's readers. To obey the covenant requires people to first understand it, and the language has become a barrier. You instructed us to study my words and let them be the standard for your faith, and I will add thereto many treasures. Our study will be improved by rewriting the book into modern English. Therefore, we ask you to approve the modern language version as an acceptable covenant version of the Book of Mormon. We do not want to make any change that fails to maintain or guard the language. We do not want to make the same errors as in the past for which ancient Israel was condemned. Isaiah wrote, "The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant." We will not use the New English Language Version as part of the covenant without your approval. We are asking for that approval, keeping in mind your previous revelation stating, "You have asked to know if the scriptures are acceptable and approved, or if there is more to be done. The work that has been done is acceptable and sufficient for the labor now underway. You were permitted to update language, select a current vocabulary, and you were warned not to change any meaning. I reminded you that you do not understand the glory to be revealed unto my covenant people. You were instructed to complete the agreed-upon labors, and you have done as was required. These scriptures are sent forth to be my warning to the world, my comfort to the faithful, my counsel to the meek, my reproof to the proud, my rebuke to the contentious, and my condemnation of the wicked. They are my invitation to all mankind to flee from corruption, repent and be baptized in my name, and prepare for the coming judgment. For 4 years following the covenant, we have continued working to update the language of the Book of Mormon, trying to not change any meanings. On December 10, 2023, after years of labor by others, that project was turned over to me, and I have been working to complete the work of restating the text in modern English language. As I worked with the book, on December 22, 2023, you informed me, the original Book of Mormon translation was to get that generation to be willing to accept it as scripture. They needed it to mimic the King James Version language. But this has a different purpose. This is to help a new generation to understand the content to help with the Lord's return. There is as much divine attention and assistance in getting this new version completed as before. I acknowledge your continuing assistance while laboring with the book, and now ask whether it has accomplished your will. You provided a new name for this version of the Book of Mormon, calling it Covenant of Christ. Therefore, we ask, will you authorize this Covenant of Christ updated version to be accepted as your covenant? Before the Lord answered, I was instructed to review the entire text, during which several changes were required to be made.